All right. What do you say, Papa Joe? Monday, kind of warm, nice. Had a half day with the wife. I tell you what, those half days that I get to stay home and the boys aren't around. Oh man, I can't believe Carrie and I only had like 4 months. I mean, we've never had a time without kids, A. All right. And basically had, well, you know, 9 months before we had Miles, and it's just been insane since then. So we have these little slivers of time. It's like, wow, how well they rejuvenate, but how quick they're over. It's crazy. We love the kids. We love the whole thing. But Jesus Christ, man, you just get fucking worn down after a while. You need to take a break. You need to reconnect with your spouse and fucking have some you time. It just doesn't happen that often. But anyway, you gotta be thankful for what you got, and I dig it. Dig that. We had the chance to do that. So, at any rate, I had some weird shit happen at the license, bro. I would love to have talked to you about. It's one of those things that's confounding. I don't know the full story, but we got a ticket from a cop. Carrie did the other day for $107 for a goddamn expired plate. Now, of course, this is during August 08, the month you passed. So my brain wasn't probably 100% in the game. But overall, it's just, it's one of these things I'm going to have to, because I got a refund on my tags, and there was this big issue, and fucking, I'm gonna have to just figure it out. Just one of those things that's just not high on my priority list, dealing with fucking DMV shit and all that. And, you know, it's like every lesson learned. I've lost hard drives and certain things throughout the year. When you lose these tangibles, you just arm yourself for being more prepared next time around. Or anything, you know, anything that you lose, you know, it's like doing these tapes with you. It's like, I've had, you're a huge loss in my life, but I wanna feel that connection that we had with talking. I know you're not here, but this is the best I can do right now. I tell you what, the geese are thick. There's a big fucking gaggle of them over here. They're eating and shitting, those guys. Constantly fucking eating and shitting. But yeah, yesterday it was really cool. I really had a good time up there with Miles at Anthony's place, and Mom was there, and at one point I saw her down there rolling a ball back and forth with AJ, and it's really cool to see her connecting with the kids. Really cool seeing her be a part of the family, a bigger part of the family, I should say, just really being there and all that. It's nice, and I feel real good about how connected she's getting with Zen and Miles, and it seems like Miles has been around a little bit more lately, and how connected and how much fun he has. And but still, man, I tell you what, it's one of those things that I can never explain to anybody. I always feel like whenever I'm in regular environment, it's not rare that we go into a lot of them, but like over at Anthony and Carol's yesterday, I kind of felt like I was getting that look like, dude, chill out, everything's fine. But you don't understand. You let your guard down once with that kid, and it's over with. And he's spraying Febreze in his eyes. He's fucking doing something. You just can't do it. I'm sure there's going to come a time, I'm hoping, where it's going to be a lot easier. But right now, it's harder to describe to anybody just how much attention is required for a kid like him. I mean, most of the world's operating on regular kids that don't require attention, and we're in a special sect. But anyway, you know, you gotta do what you gotta do. You know, I try my hardest to fucking have a good time no matter what, and you got to just keep on rolling. Let's see, what else is going on? Yeah, I was thinking today, I was gonna, you know, this would be something I'd bring up to you. Oh, there's Ebenezer. Hey, Ebenezer! Hi! Hi! There's Ebenezer. That guy gets excited when he sees me in the red car off the stop on the way back. Anyway, yeah, there was like a 59 car pileup. Those things always blow my mind. Like, they were all going in a snowstorm so close to each other that it was just an unbelievable massive metal domino effect. Like, how the fuck does that shit happen? I mean, and you're thinking in your mind, you know, what if you're like car 56 or 57 or 30 or 20? It's like, can you stop the trend? Or is someone going to hit you? So maybe there's multiple people that just were fucked up by the person in front of them that hit another person. And when they tried to avoid the person behind just smashed them into it. And it's this maddening effect. Man, what connection to have to all those people. Who's at fault? That's what I want to know with the insurance. Fine, 59 car pileup. Don't talk to me about all these little weather specifics. Talk to me about the fucking the insurance, how that parlays out. And do you get upset at the person behind you or in front of you? Or do you just fucking blow it off and laugh and have a fucking coffee with them and just go on your way? It's interesting. Oh, there's this bull down here too. Big fucking, there's like three bulls and a llama in a cage outside of Blue River here, and it's like, I know, I've seen this dude before. I know he's the kind of guy that's going to just slaughter those bulls and eat them. I mean, that's his whole thing. He wants fresh meat, and he wants days and days of it. Yeah, man. Hey, as always, nice talking. We'll catch up with you on the, the other side. I know I've said that a lot, and this is the first time it really hits home. I'll catch you on the other side at some point, man. Enjoy it out there.